Welcome to Pebbles of Light. I'm your host, Anne Maxson. Have you ever felt a bit lost during the dark times of life's challenges? I know I have. I'm so grateful for those friends, loved ones, and even strangers that have provided me a pebble of light in the form of understanding and support. They've blessed my life, sometimes even more than they know. Seeing a little bright spot on the path has helped me to move forward when things are difficult. This show is here to celebrate those who add light to our lives. We will share some of their stories as well as ways in which to light the paths of others. Please come find me on Instagram and Facebook at Pebbles of Light, as well as at ammaxson.com. I love having the opportunity to interact with you and hear about those who've added a pebble of light to your path. Enjoy the show. Welcome to episode 25 of Pebbles of Light. I'm grateful you are here today. I'm excited to share with you my third mother-daughter interview. This one is with Deb and Cambry Austin. I really love these family interviews, so if you are part of or you know of another family duo that would have a great story to share, feel free to reach out to me at podcast@annmaxson.com. Before we get into it, let's get a quick word from this week's sponsor. This week's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've always been a strong proponent of counseling services. Even in my professional career as a pharmacist, I've felt that the effects of any medication to help with anxiety or depression can only improve when it's paired with participation and counseling. But I get it. Sometimes there are barriers to being able to go to a counselor, whether that's finding time or figuring out the cost. BetterHelp strives to make counseling affordable, accessible, and convenient. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. If after meeting with your therapist you don't feel it's a good fit, it is easy and free to change. They even offer financial aid if needed. And I have a very special offer for Pebbles of Light listeners. Get 10% off your first month when you go to betterhelp.com/pebbles. That's BetterHelp, HELP/pebbles. And now, back to the show. Since I've partnered with BetterHelp, I've had a number of friends try it. I've only heard good things from them, and they have found it to be a good fit for their counseling needs. Be sure to check it out at betterhelp.com/pebbles, and you can get 10% off your first month. I first met Deb when we first moved to Idaho. Deb is one of those people that many assume is a supermom. She really is, but she's also 100% real, and she isn't afraid to let you know that life isn't as insta-perfect as it may seem on social media. Her second oldest, Cambry, is our other guest this week. We share a lot of Cambry's story in the interview. I want to take a moment here to share a little bit more about Deb. When my second son was born, we had a bit of a hospital stay with him, and it was really hard on me emotionally. One of the days was especially difficult. Deb happened to call that day and just said she felt like she needed to give me a call. At that point, we didn't know each other very well, and I was surprised that she'd called. It turned out she'd experienced something similar to the heartache I'd been feeling, split between supporting a child who was in the hospital and trying to encourage and help my kids at home. Years later, I was telling a mutual friend of ours about how it was just so perfect that she called right then, and the friend said, "There have been so many times when Deb has called or texted at just the right time. That's just who she is." I'm excited for you to get to know a little bit more about Deb and Cambry. I invite you to pay attention to how you feel while listening to this interview and write down any impressions that you may have. I'm so grateful to be here with Deb Austin and Cambry Austin. I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves. Deb, could you introduce Cambry? And then afterwards, Cambry, I'll let you introduce Deb.
Okay. Cambry just graduated from high school last year. She's 18. She just recently got a job working in the special ed department at one of the local elementary schools, and it's been an incredible job for her. She's currently doing that right now. Cambry has hemiplegic cerebral palsy, and she has had that since the time that she was born. And she's just done incredible things throughout her life just with that. And she runs cross country. Well, she did in high school, and she still runs now. She loves to bike. She loves to swim. She loves to hang out with her family. That's probably her favorite thing. She loves sports, and she loves to do anything that helps her be happier. Cambry was a great student in high school. She worked really hard and got a great GPA. And one other thing about Cambry is she brings light wherever she goes, and just whoever she's around, she brings light. And I love that about her. She's inspiring. And anybody who is around her just wants to be a better person.
Cambry, you want to introduce your mom?
So this is my mom, Deb Austin. She is awesome and just been a great mom to me. She has 10 kids and I'm the second oldest, and I loved helping her, and she's just inspiring me in a lot of ways. Teaches me amazing things. She's very selfless and kind and wants the best from us. And I'm so grateful for her.
Oh, thank you. You guys have me like teary-eyed already, and we haven't even really gotten into it. I know both of these women well. I agree with both of your introductions. When Deb was talking about Cambry sharing light, that was actually something I had written down, was talking about my experiences with Cambry. And we haven't interacted a whole lot, but I remember, I think Cambry was 10, and I was serving in church and helping that age group. And she had come in and just... Cambry is one of those people where she is like, she really does just spread light. She is so kind and so aware of others. I think that's one thing that's always stood out to me, is her ability to just reach out to others and try to find ways to uplift them and help them. And I've been so impressed with that. So I'm grateful for that. Deb, could you share a little bit about when Cambry was first born and you first got that diagnosis of cerebral palsy? Did you know about it prior to her being born, or was it when she was born that you realized what was going on?
We didn't know that Cambry had cerebral palsy when she was born, but I will say there was a really interesting thing before she was born. I remember it was pretty close to when I was due with her. And I remember reading, I think it was in the Ensign, about just a family with a child with some special needs. And I remember feeling, I feel like this was Heavenly Father's little, just his little way of letting me know what was kind of coming. And I've looked back on that moment and appreciated that he took that time to let me know that, hey, kind of prepared me for what was coming. And so I felt at that time that there might be something that Cambry was going to come with that might be a little bit different, you know, but I didn't know. There was nothing that led us to believe that there was anything wrong. But when she was probably about between 2 and 3 months old, she just held her head to the side a lot. And it was not super normal. At the time, my brother was attending medical school and he just happened to be in Utah. And I asked my brother, I said, does this seem like there's just some tightness in her neck, or does it seem like there's something more to you? And he looked at her and he was like, I think that there might be something neurological, Deb. And so that was enough for me. And I had already felt like there was something. We ended up going to a lot of different doctors and they tried to tell us this and that and this and that. And anyway, we landed in an office of an Indian doctor who was so knowledgeable. And I really appreciated his expertise. And he took about 20 minutes with Cambry. He talked to me and listened to everything I had to say. And within 20 minutes, he's like, have you ever heard of cerebral palsy? And he said, I think she has hemiplegia, cerebral palsy. And hemiplegia is just that one side of your body is affected by the palsy. Mm-hmm. And so the damage is on one side of her brain. We've since come to know that actually the damage is on both sides, but the one side that looks like it's not affected is very minor. And so because she's learned to adapt so well, it doesn't look like she has any damage on that one side. Cambry's definitely on the very high functioning side of cerebral palsy. She walks, she runs, she does a lot of things. Probably the thing that limits her the most is her hand. Her foot's not quite as involved. It is definitely involved, but her hand doing fine motor skills and that sort of thing is tricky, but she's not wheelchair bound or anything like that. Cerebral palsy is kind of a blanket term for damage to the brain, is if I understand it correctly, like something that happened that caused. So, and it usually is what they would consider over the physical functions of your body, but it can be intellectual as well too.
Cambry, can you share about maybe some times where you've felt like a particular task or a goal was extra challenging for you and you've had to kind of find ways to adapt to those things?
In high school, I did cross country and that was always challenging for me. I felt like it was really hard for me. Sometimes it was really hard for me not to be one of the first runners to cross the finish line. And being one of the last one, even though I pushed myself or I'd run and I wish I was like faster and would try to run faster, but you know, I've got some of those limitations, but I, you know, still try and stuff. I felt like that was really hard in high school to overcome, to be one of the not as fast runners, but I had set goals and stuff. My last year of high school, I had for a couple of years set a goal to in cross country. It was something along the lines of 3.5 3 miles, and I set a goal to run a 30-minute race. And it took me 2 years to finally overcome that goal. And I didn't overcome it the way that I wanted to, but I overcame it and felt so accomplished after that, even though it wasn't necessarily where I wanted to be or, you know, as fast as I would like to be. I overcame it and was so grateful for that opportunity and for that strength and that I was able to overcome that.
I've always been impressed with your family. Deb shares a lot of stories about different athletic endeavors and stuff that your family has and different goals that are set and different achievements that are made. Deb, for you, what was that like to watch Cambry reach that goal of that time for that mileage?
Oh, it was so awesome, Cambry. That's one of the things I actually love about running so much is that you can set personal goals for yourself and it doesn't matter what others are doing around you. Even if you are the second to the last person, if you set a goal and you're doing your best and then you're working towards it and making gains each time, that's really all that matters, right? And I think Cambry came to understand that too. That's something that she appreciated about cross country as well, because it was hard for her sometimes. She actually has a sister who runs. She's one of the fastest girls in the state of Idaho. And that's not always easy sometimes to see. She realizes that she's putting in as much effort as that sister, and yet the results are not the same, right? And sometimes we find that in life. We put in as much effort and maybe the results are not the same. But as long as we don't compare to somebody else and we compare to ours, to us and our situation, then those gains that we make are huge, right? They're so big. And I think that's one of the things that Cambry has taught me too, is we don't need to compare to others. We just need to be working and doing our very best. And when I watched a little backstory on the cross country, I actually, in middle school, I had this little impression to encourage Cambry to do cross country. And it was kind of out of the blue. And I suggested it to her and she said, yeah, I'll do it. And it was something hard. She never tried it before. And I was so proud of her because it was so hard for her. Cross country for her started back in sixth grade. That was the first time she'd run. So this goal that she had set to run this 3-point, it's a 5K, to run this 5K 3.1 miles in 30 minutes was a huge goal. And so when Cambry set that goal, and I knew she could do it, I knew it. Cambry has done this several times with other things. And she just said, I want to accomplish this and I'm going to do it. And so slowly she just started whittling away at her time and whittling away her time. And then that day, was it the last or the second to the last? Was it the very last? The last race that Cambry had, I could get a little emotional, but she worked so hard and she got that time under 30 minutes and she was so proud of herself and I was too. So anyways, she accomplished that goal and it was just another reminder that day. Her inspiration is just, she just inspires so many. It was just another reminder that day that anything's possible, right? Anything's possible.
When you got that impression about asking her to consider doing cross country, knowing that it would be difficult, was that hard for you to move forward with that impression of asking her about it?
It was so hard. Actually, it was so hard because I'm a runner myself. So I know what running entails. I knew how hard running was for Cambry. And also one of the harder things as a mom is putting Cambry in situations that I know are going to be uncomfortable, because in middle school and you're going to try to do sports or play things, you'd like to fit in, right? You'd like to do well. You'd like to be able to be successful at it. And I just didn't want to set her up for failure. She'd never ran in a competitive environment. It was really neat because it was clearly a message from Heavenly Father, and if I hadn't felt that, I would never even thought about her running cross country until he had placed that idea in my mind. Taking it to Cambria, I knew that it was going to be tough. And I knew that she was probably going to be the last one most of the time in the races. And I was like, that's hard to do that, but I knew that it was the right thing. And so when I presented it to Cambria and we talked about it, she was nervous. And we actually said, don't you remember? We said, give it 1 week, right? Yeah. We said, give it 1 week and I'll go with you to some of the practices. Remember? And I came with you to some of the practices because she was nervous. And sure enough, she's like, I can do this. And so she stuck with it.
That's awesome. So Cambry, looking back on that time where you're like, okay, I'm going to give it 1 week and then I'll give it, you know, one more week, or I'll give it a month, or I'll give it this season. How did that experience of cross country from starting in sixth grade through your senior year help you gain characteristics or attributes, that idea of having faith in the effort and not in the outcome? In what ways did that help you develop that strength?
I learned a lot through cross country. It was a really hard sport for me. One of the hardest things that you can do. And I learned a lot from it. There were many times where I would fall during the race and I wouldn't let that be my excuse. I set a goal when I started cross country to never, never give up, even if I fall or something, to get back up and get going and keep running, even if I'm tired. And I learned that effort is so important, and that you gain so much more through the effort and the hard work. And if you work really hard, you're going to get a better result than not working hard. And I learned to be determined and to stay strong even when it's hard. And as a result, I was able to accomplish that goal, to get that 30-minute mark, because I had chose to work hard and stay determined and never give up and to keep running even if my legs were tired. And I always like to, even sometimes when I run on my own, I like to sprint to the end because I like to finish strong. And in life, that's so important, to finish strong, even in your schoolwork and your job and different things like that. And I've learned so many attributes through this experience with cross country. And I'm so grateful for that, because I've been shaped to a better person as a result.
Either one of you can answer this one. I feel like in your family, just kind of in general, there's that idea of finish strong and never quit. So where did that start from? Deb, is this, is it something from you growing up, or is it from your husband's family, or just kind of where did that mindset find it's really deep rooted in your family?
I think it comes definitely from both Joe and I, and just kind of the things that we feel strongly about teaching our kids. I grew up on a farm, and I think that that's definitely helped that work hard. You get in and you work hard at everything you do, no matter what it is. If it's yard work in the backyard, if it's a sport, if it's farm work that you're doing, if it's a job that you're doing, if it's a task that you're trying to accomplish, like riding a bike or whatever it is. I just feel like I feel like that's just something that's always been instilled in me, is, you give it your best effort, whatever it is that you're doing, and then you let whatever that is help shape you to be a better person. Cambry actually did a great job saying that. I mean, you can see that cross country spilled over into so many aspects of Cambry's life, because she was able to set goals and persevere and work hard and do all of those things. And it spilled over into her schoolwork, and she knew how to put her head down and go to work and do that. But Joe also, he didn't grow up on a farm, but his family taught that concept of hard work as well. He and I both fit well together when it comes to that sort of thing. We do own a small little farm, and our family works hard on that together too. And so I just think from the time we were married, we both kind of had that, if we work hard, we're going to be able to gain the things that we desire most in this life. And I think that's just always been a motto of his and I's, and it's just kind of spilled over to our kids.
And along with that, just finishing strong, I hate feeling that regret at the end that you didn't give it your all, even if it is a 10-minute run or an assignment that's really hard. I love feeling so accomplished at the end of what I do. And I feel like if you finish strong, it really makes a difference. And I feel so much happier that I gave it my all versus not giving it your all. So you show your best effort when you give it your all.
It's a great example, Cameron. And I think my kids have recognized that, when they don't give it their all, and it's just that, I could have done more and I could have done better. And when they do give it their all, they're like, you feel that pure satisfaction. Even if it was last place, I gave it everything I've got. I don't feel one bit bad about that.
There's that idea of, having faith in your effort, not in the outcome, no matter what that is, right? Whether that.
And as a result, with the cross country, when I was in middle school, I started off being last place, and then I started to pick up my pace, and I was able to start by the end of my senior year. There were lots of races that I was able to pick off people and not be the last one to cross the finish line because I wanted to finish strong. I wanted to sprint to the end and give it my all. And as a result, I didn't finish last place.
She's exactly right. Honestly, it was so cool to watch her start to just slowly creep her way up. And she was a contender. And there was oftentimes she would finish in the middle of the pack because of just her shaving off time here and time there on each of her runs. And then she just got to a place where she was beating quite a few girls. And it was just pretty awesome to watch.
There's a quote that is actually one of my husband Doug's favorite quotes, and it's by Heber J. Grant. It says, "Never be found among the number that try to see how little they can do, but always be found among the number that try to see how much they can do." And I feel like that kind of encapsulates this idea of just trying to leave it all out there, I guess.
Yeah, don't leave anything back.
Yeah, don't hold back at all.
Yeah, I love that so much. And just a little story to help you see who Cambry is as a person. So Cambry was towards the middle or the later part of the pack most of the time. And finally, towards the end of her sixth grade year, the first year she had actually run, she went up to my husband and she just, with kind of some tears in her eyes and frustration in her face, she just said, "Dad, I am so tired of being one of the last ones to the finish line." And Joe said in his mind, he said, "You know, here it comes. Here's the frustration that she's going to feel from being often being the last." And it was so tender because this is Cambry. But she said, "You know, at the end of the race, how everybody who's finished the race lines the end of the race and cheers on everybody that comes in after them." She said, "I just want to be one of those people at the front that gets to cheer on everybody else that's coming in behind them." And that's just Cambry. Yeah, of course you want to be towards the front, but more than anything, she wanted to be one of the ones cheering everybody on as they came across the finish line. So that just kind of gives you another little glimpse into who Cambry is. She cares about people and she's always cheering others on.
Thank you. I love that story. And I can see that about her, just her desire to help others and lift them up and edify them. But I was going to ask if you have another time or two that Cambry's inspired you. I know one story that we'd put down on the notes was the monkey bars story, but there might be something more as well.
Well, first of all, there are so many inspiring stories about Cambry. So many. I honestly, I've said it to myself more times than a few that she is just my hero. I look at her and just the way that she lives her life and how she's chosen to turn some of the really difficult, hard things into beautiful moments of opportunity and growth. And she never ceases to amaze me. I'll share the monkey bar story because it is so inspiring. Cambry was 12 years old. And we had just bought a new play structure that had monkey bars on it. And of course, once you get a new play structure, everyone's out there playing on it. And our kids were just learning to master the monkey bars and they loved it. And Cambry just couldn't get it down. It was just really hard. It's a very two-handed body motion and a lot of upper body strength. She could do great on her left side, which is her strong side, but that right side just was really hard. I remember just her feeling so discouraged for quite a few weeks because her younger sister, who was seven at the time, had gone out there, worked on it for a little bit and mastered it and was great at it. And Cambry just was like, "Mom, I want to do the monkey bars." And in my mind, I said to myself, how is she going to do it? It's just such a two-handed thing. I didn't say any of this out loud to her, but I quickly, and I'm sure this was the spirit, spoke to me at that moment and said, "But you know, Cambry can figure it out." And it was so true. I knew she could figure it out. And so I never showed her an ounce of like doubt in my mind, but I did tell her, I said, "Cambry, it's going to take tons and tons of effort." I said, "You're going to have to work out the muscles on your right arm and you're going to have to be out there for hours a day working on the monkey bars." And I said, "If you really want to learn how to do the monkey bars that bad, if it means that much to you, I have no doubt that you can figure it out. But that's what you're going to have to do. And that's the effort that you're going to have to put forth." Just laying it out there for her so she knew, like, this is what it would entail. Sure enough, every day she'd get home from school, she was out on the monkey bars every day. I wish I would have written down or counted the hours that she spent working that arm and then working on the monkey bars and over and over and over again. And I don't think I'll ever forget the day she runs in the house. And sure enough, of course, she was going to learn how to accomplish this because she set her mind to it. And anyways, she runs in screaming and she's like, I finished the monkey bars. So we went out there and we have a recording of it and it's pretty darn amazing. And sure enough, that girl, after hours and hours of effort and time and just everything, she was able to accomplish the monkey bars. So it was just inspiring to all of us. I can't watch that video without getting choked up.
And I remember, I didn't used to share a picture of her hands with the calluses.
Yep, we have so some hard pictures of, yep, of her hands and just torn up because she just wouldn't stop. So anyways, and it just, another thing, it's just another example of how that experience has spilled, you know. And at the time I even thought to myself, is it really worth it? You know, I didn't share that with, but I just, is it really worth it, Cambry? But I think what's one good thing for all of us to remember, no matter what hard thing you're going through in your life, is it is worth it. That it's in kind of what we just talked about. It's in the effort and in not necessarily the outcome, even the things that you learn in the process is where so much of the growth takes place. And that's, Cambry's learned that. She's learned that in a lot of areas. And I've learned that in just my life and in the things that I've gone through, is it's in the moment, in the effort, in the hard, that we learn how to, you know, do the things we need to do. And it's the calluses that ripped up her hands, but then her hands were so much stronger after, so she could continue to do the monkey bars, right? And then the things that it taught her later on for cross country and for school and for all the things that she's doing now, it carries over. Another story that I just thought would be so awesome to share. To be honest, I was a little bit concerned about what life after high school was going to look like for her, in the sense that high school was pretty hard as far as the schoolwork goes. Cambry worked so hard and she was able to get amazing grades in high school and she did so good, but there were different accommodations that were in place and things. And so I didn't know, is college the best route for her? Is a trade school the best route for her? Like, what would be the best thing after high school for her? And so we asked Cambry, we said one day to her when she was in high school, what would you like to do after high school? What would you, you know, like to be your goals as far as like a job goes? She has a lot of goals outside of a job, but we just kind of wanted to know what would be your goal. I was racking my brain about what would be best for her. And I've learned this about Cambry too. If I often just leave it in Cambry's hands and support her, she usually does a lot better than if I try to tell her how to do it, if that makes sense. Sometimes my ways aren't always the best for her, but I've learned that if I guide her, give her suggestions, she usually comes out with the best outcome. So we just asked her and she said, you know, I'd really like to be a special ed teacher and a special ed assistant was what she said. And she said, I can relate with those kids. I understand what they're going through. And I feel like I can really make a difference there. And both Joe and I, my husband, we were like, that's perfect. You'd be amazing. And she can't be smiling at me right now, laughing, because it's so true. We were just like, and she had taken some classes. We had moved to Utah for a year and she took a peer tutoring class there. And then when we came back to Middleton, she did the same. And it's where she goes into the special ed classrooms in the high school and she just helps out. Either she helps out with the 101 aid or she helps out with the kids there. And she fit. She loved it. She's like, I love it. I love helping these kids and I love being able to help them in a way that I feel like I understand too. So she said, that's what I want to do. She researched it as part of her senior project. After high school, we had talked with some people who were EAs, which is an education assistant in some of the elementary schools that were close by. And they knew Cambry well and said she would be phenomenal at that job. And it just felt right. We were fasting and praying. I won't go into all the details, but I was fasting about what would be best for her. And I just happened to, the day I was fasting, run into one of the teachers from the school that she actually is working at right now. Huh. And it was my answer to my prayer right there. That was what she needed to do. And so this summer, Cambry went up and worked in Washington with my parents at a store that they own. And then when this job position opened up, we were watching it all summer. And when it opened up, we got her resume, which took a lot of work, didn't it, Cambry? Getting that resume and letters, just everything we needed. And she applied for that job and she got an interview, and it was for the special ed assistant. She went in, she was so nervous, first real job interview. And I will never forget, she came out with the biggest smile on her face. And she said, they offered me the job on the spot. And it was so cool. I just remember as we talked about it and as we drove home that day, she told me, Mom, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. It was the spirit just testified to us both at that moment that this was exactly what she was supposed to be doing at this time. And now she's 2.5 months, almost 3 months into the job. And it is exhausting work, isn't it, Cambry? She comes home every day so tired, but she is making such a difference. And, you know, it was a reminder to me, like, I don't think I could do that job. I just don't know that I couldn't see myself doing it. And I don't know that I could do it. And I just feel like some things came full circle at that moment in time when I'm like, you know what, maybe she has some limitations. And really, it comes full circle because there's things that she can do that I could never do. I could never do. And she's just so inspiring to me in that aspect as well. And I just appreciate her inspiration in that. She really is a pebble of light going with your thing, because that's just exactly the perfect way to describe it. And I just saw her set her mind to something that she wanted to do, and she never let it die. And she went after it and she worked hard at it until she got that job. And now she's in that job. And while it's really difficult and hard some days, she's never looked back. She knows it's exactly where she's supposed to be. And she's just taking it on, doing such a good job with it.
Awesome. Cambry, we'll let you turn the tables on your mom a little bit. Can you share about a time or two when your mom has inspired you?
Well, she inspires me every day. She's just helped me through all my challenges and taught me so much. Like I said at the start, she has 10 children and is busy every single day with them, but she always takes the time to listen to me and to help me out with my challenges, and is just always there for me. And she's taught me such amazing things. She's obviously taught me to be a hard worker and to persevere, and she's taught me to make healthy choices when eating and exercising and different things like that. Every day she tackles something new with like my siblings or something else and just has a positive attitude about that. And even if she's having a hard day, she always takes the time to listen to me, and I will forever be grateful for those moments when, even if it's hard, she sits down and listens and cries with me and helps me and picks me back up. And it's just taught me so many great lessons in life that I will forever be grateful for. And I'm so grateful for her example and all that she does for me and her inspiration and how she does things. And I'm grateful for her.
Awesome. Thank you. I was going to ask, what have both of you learned about the importance of prayer when it comes to overcoming struggles and trials and recognizing the reliance upon a savior to help you overcome those trials or those times where you feel like you may not line up with everybody else, the importance of looking to the savior to help you overcome those days and those struggles and how prayer helps you to do that?
Prayer is one of the biggest tools that I use as a mom. I don't know what I would do without my communication with my Heavenly Father. He has helped me in so many difficult situations that I was not sure what to do. And when you asked that question, one particular experience came to mind about actually Cambry in particular, but it's happened with many of my kids in different scenarios that I've just needed extra help with. And I, you know, just ask him. But one particular time Cambry was really little. And when Cambry was really little, she was in a lot of therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. She's the second oldest. So all my kids were little. So whenever we were taking her to therapy appointments, everyone was most often going with us. So we just sit in the car and wait for her to do her therapy. And I just remember it was a busy time. She would come home with spelling words and homework from school, and school was difficult. So we had to work extra hard at home in certain things with reading and different stuff. And then we had these therapy appointments. And I remember like we were just in the daily grind and we were running in the car and I was like, okay, let's practice spelling words on the way to the therapist and then do reading on the way home. And the other kids would be playing here and there and she'd be working on schoolwork or she'd be working on these other things. And I just remember feeling my heart break a little bit. This one particular day, we jumped in the car and I'm just reading these spelling words off to her to maximize the time as best we could. And she just looked at me with the saddest eyes and said, Mom, I never get to play. And it was true. She was so busy trying to overcome some of these obstacles that she just was never getting time to just be a kid. And I remember that night, Elder Ballard was coming to our state conference and our state president had been asking us to read the Book of Mormon every day and pray for answers and that we would be able to gain some really neat insight when he came, if we would do that. And I remember I was taking on that challenge, doing the best I could. And I remember that night, I just was reading the scriptures and just pleading to my Heavenly Father, here's this sweet little girl who has so many challenges that she doesn't even get time to play. And I need your help. Like, I need your help. How do I navigate this? How do I do the best that I can so that she can be the best that she can be? And it was through that prayer, just the pleading of a mother, just the love for this sweet little girl that I had. And how can I be the best that I can? And anyways, and it was really sweet. The Heavenly Father just answered me back through the scriptures, which he's done so many times. But I just happened to be reading in Nephi and talking about him building a ship. And that was the exact story that I was on. And the Spirit touched me so strongly. You are building a ship. You are building these, I had five kids at the time, five little ships. And you're teaching them and building them to sail to the promised land. And then if you remember, Nephi didn't know how to build a ship. And so he asked the Lord, he said, you know, where can I go find ore to make the tools to build the ship? Because he knew he needed tools and he didn't know how to do it. And so he asked him, you know, where can I go? And the Lord directed him where he could go to find the ore to make the tools to build the ship. And I was reminded, she's mine, that Heavenly Father was telling me, Cambry's mine and she's yours too. But I know where the tools are or where the ore is to build the tools to help the ship sail. So trust me, and I'll help you build that ship and I'll help you build all of your ships, all those little sweet people that are part of your life that you need help directing to the promised land. And it was from then on that I was like, Heavenly Father, when I would come up against a roadblock or something difficult, it was prayer every time. Heavenly Father, how can you help me find the tools right now to be able to help her in this situation? Or in this situation. And because of that experience, that's just become my go-to. And so every time I hit a roadblock, I just ask him and he knows and he helps me every time. And so it's been, prayer has just been a huge blessing to me. And what's so neat about it is, I mean, none of these kids would come with any owner's manual, obviously, or any way. I mean, parenting books are great and all that stuff, but there's nothing better. I mean, the Savior and Heavenly Father know exactly what they need. And so when we go to them in prayer, the answers come. And maybe they don't look like what we think that they would, but the answers come.
With my disability that I have, I feel like because it is so challenging and hard, I feel like as a result, I have such a spiritual connection with the Savior. I feel like I'm constantly turning to him, and a lot of it is through prayer, but I'm constantly turning to him and asking him for help. And I feel like as a result, I just can feel the Spirit so much easier because I turn to him a lot. And prayer is one of my favorite things. Fasting, which also including prayer. I feel like a lot of my answers come through fasting and prayer, but whenever I'm having a hard time, I pray and I feel like I get answers through him. And my favorite thing is to pray about something and then to just sit there and let the music play in the background and just think about what I prayed or how I can do better with this or that or different things that I go through. And I feel like that's when he really testifies to me, or he'll help me feel peace. Even in the last year, I feel like I've gotten some really personal revelation from the Savior letting me know like who I am and answered so many of my prayers. And I'm so grateful for the power of prayer and what it does for me and how it shaped my life.
Thank you. Cambry, do you feel that you've seen any divine purpose in the unique challenges that you've had to face? Whether that's, like you just said, drawing you closer to the Savior and having you be a little bit more in tune with the Spirit, or whether it's through work, or if it's just in general, as a community member, as a family member, being more in tune with the obstacles that others face. Do you feel that there's a divine purpose in it, that there's a reason that you are here to help and uplift others?
I do feel like there is a reason. And in the last year, I feel like Heavenly Father has showed me through many different things who I am. One particular story that have kept coming to my mind as we've had this podcast. I recently went, a little bit ago, went with one of our really good friends, and we went to a place and we went rock climbing. And I rock climbed a like 70-foot rock climbing wall. His daughter had gone up and she's like 8 years old, and she climbed that thing in like 10 minutes. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to do it, but I started doing it. It took me probably 30 minutes to climb, and I climbed that thing and I came down and I saw the guy that was belaying me, and he was almost in tears. And right then I realized who I am, and my purpose was to inspire people. And my divine purpose was to be here to inspire people and make people better. And I will never forget that experience where I just almost saw tears in his eyes as he saw me climb that whole thing up and then coming down, and how long it took me and struggling to get up there and just coming down and seeing those tears almost in his eyes. And just that reminder who I am and my purpose is, one of my purposes on this earth is to inspire people. And I just was so grateful for that opportunity and that experience and just pushing to the end.
Deb, did you have anything to add?
I feel like there's so much divine that's come from Cambry's purpose and situation. That experience was really neat. Cambry came home with torn up hands again, and she was determined to get to the top of that wall, and she wasn't going to let it beat her. And like in times past, this is what Cambry does, and she just makes it happen. She figures out some sort of way to get it done. It was really tender to just have them share that experience. And the person that was belaying her just I think they just probably felt the Spirit and knew that, you know what, this girl's never going to give up. Why do I have any reason to complain? I can do hard things. It was actually really interesting when Cambry was a baby and we found out everything that was happening. She was really small. I don't think she was even one yet. I prayed to Heavenly Father. I was reading in the New Testament at the time, and I was reading about all the miracles that Jesus Christ performed when he was on the earth. And I was like, I have enough faith. Cambry can be healed through my faith. Like, I have enough faith that this can happen. And I was a very young mom at the time. I felt like I love this girl so much, and I love the gospel, and I love my Heavenly Father. And I felt like my faith could heal my daughter. And I was praying about that specifically. Heavenly Father, you perform miracles in the times of the scriptures. And I know that miracles have not ceased. And so please, if it's your will, I would love it if you could heal Cambry. And this is like 17 years ago. I was thinking of how everything in life was going to look so different from her than what my mind had planned, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was asking for a change in the trajectory, and I knew that he had the power to do it. And so I prayed for that specifically. And it was the most tender, sweetest answer came to me. Cambry is the miracle. And I knew at that moment she came here just the way she was supposed to, and that she was the miracle, and that Heavenly Father placed her here with this exact disability in this life at this time for a reason, and that I And to just stand back and watch basically the miracle unfold. And that's what I've done in her life. And it's been so true. I have just seen her be a miracle in so many things. And it was actually interesting because later on she had some evaluations done, and a psychologist had evaluated her. And he said to me, "I don't know how your daughter is doing as well as she is doing." He said she, whatever injury her brain sustained, was very severe, and it was very damaging, and it hurt her brain bad. And he said, but somehow she's here and she's doing amazing. And it was at that moment that I realized that when Heavenly Father told me also that Cambry was the miracle, that she could have died. And probably the injury that her brain sustained, however it was, or whatever ended up happening, we still don't know, but whatever happened, it could have been death, but he preserved her life. And not only that, but she's become a miracle for everyone else that she's around as well. That was a tender experience for me, and just a reminder of his divine purpose. And she's in the very situation that she's in for a reason, and she's our miracle, and I will take it. So I love it. And I love her so much.
That's kind of leading into the last question, talking about pebbles of light. I'm going to make it so you guys can't say each other, because I feel like we've already talked about that a little bit. But the last question is always the same. It's that the purpose of pebbles of light is to celebrate those relationships that have helped to brighten our path and in turn help us to light the paths of others. Like we said, I feel like both of you, and especially Cambry, as we've talked today, we've seen how she is able to light the paths of others. But for each of you, Cambry, you can go first. Who are one or two people that have placed a pebble of light in your path?
So my mom's mom, my grandma, has been a huge influence in my life. She is honestly sometimes really been busy a lot of the time. And she, like my mom, listens to me and has always been there and just been so sweet. And I can spiritually connect with her better than I can with anyone else. And we just love sharing our spiritual experiences with each other. And as a result, we have gotten to be closer. And she's just been a huge influence in my life, always been there for me and make sacrifices for me along with my mom, but make sacrifices for me even when the timing isn't right or different things like that. And I just appreciate her light and her happiness and the things she's showed me in life. And I'm so very grateful for her and that she is my grandma and will forever be my grandma. And then another person that is an influence in my life is one of my aunts. She has gone through a lot of hard things in life, and she has a daughter that has a disability too, not the same one as I do, but has a disability. And she looks up to me a lot, and I look up to her, and I appreciate her, the way that she handles things in life and how happy she is, even though she's gone through some really hard things in life. And she's just a light in my life, and I appreciate her. She's always been there for me and wanting to listen to me and be there for me. And I will forever be grateful for these two influences in my life and all that they do for me. And I'm so very grateful that Heavenly Father has placed these people in my life and the people that he has placed in my light. And they've just been huge pebbles of light in my life. And I'm so grateful for the light that they shine every single day and every single time I talk to them.
Thank you. Deb?
I would have to say that Cambry's grandma, my mom, part of who I am today is a huge part of because of her. And she's always just championed me. She's always been there for me. The things that should be the most important are the things that are the most important to her. She loves the gospel and her testimony rung so strong. And I'll always remember this dear sweet image of her reading her scriptures, me just catching her. And there were times when she would take the scriptures and she would just hold them close to her heart and she would just hug them. And it's an image that was like burned in my memory, in a sense that the love that she had for the word of God. At the time, I loved the scriptures, but not even close to the way that I didn't understand them the way that she did. And it just left an impression on how important the scriptures were to her. And now they have become that to me. And just has set such a beautiful example of what a mom should be. I'm so grateful for her. I look to her in so many ways. And being a mom of my own now, I just, her strength and her determination, her work ethic, her everything. She just has those qualities that really light up. She lights up any room when she's in the room, just anyone around her. She just, you just always go away feeling like you're just $1 million after you spend time with my mom, huh, Cambry? And Cambry had the neat opportunity to go up there and live with my mom for the summer while she worked at their store. And it was just bonding for them both. It's so neat for me to have my mom be such a strength to Cambry as well, because it's somebody else cheering her on and championing her and telling her how special she is and teaching her about the gospel. And it's not just me saying these things. This is how my grandma feels too. So she's one of them. And then I actually thought about that aunt that Cambry, it's Joe's sister. She was one as well, but Cambry just already highlighted her. She's pretty amazing. And she's a pebble of light too. But I think the other pebble of light that I'm going to say is my husband, Joe. I have never met just a more good person than him. He inspires me every day, and he supports me in my role as a mother and a wife and a person, and everything I do, he's there to support me and cheer me on. He and I have gone through some pretty tough things together, and our marriage is just rock solid. And it doesn't mean it's not hard. We've had plenty of our own struggles and disagreements or whatever you want to, just things that are difficult, and it's not always perfect. It's through the hard that I think you grow the most, and through the difficult challenges that we've had together in our marriage that have just bonded us together. And I just appreciate him so much. And he is just a pebble of light in my life every single day. And I just couldn't be more grateful. There's some times when I think of my young 19-year-old self meeting him and just thanking my Heavenly Father so much that he directed me. I know that he set it up perfectly so that I would find him and be able to marry him, because at the time, I don't think I really understood the magnitude of that choice. And I had the right things in place, but I just had such a young mind. I sometimes will just stop for a moment and think how grateful I am that Heavenly Father orchestrated that so that he and I were able to get married. He is just a pebble of light in my life.
Thank you both for taking time to talk today. I know life is really busy, so I really appreciate you taking some time to talk. And it's been such a pleasure to hear from both of you and hear your experiences and your testimonies and the light that you share with others. I really am grateful for this chance to chat with you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been great for both of us as well. We appreciate it a lot.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
I loved hearing from Deb and Cambry and their messages of grit and determination. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with a friend. Our next episode is an interview with Darla Trendler from the Spiritually Minded Women podcast about helping youth recognize their divine potential. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to tune into that one. I want to get some thoughts from Cambry's sister, Kaylee, the one that we had mentioned who had had a lot of success with cross country. Kaylee shared with me, quote, "Cambry has inspired me in every aspect of my life. Physically, she is so strong. She exercises every day that she can and doesn't let her physical limitations hinder her strength. She also has so much grit that her mental strength blows my mind. Spiritually, Cambry is so close to Christ and is such a role model in my life in that way. She leads by example and tries her best to be better every day. Some of my favorite memories I've had with her are our late night chats and when I get to glean from her big sister wisdom. She is an amazing older sister to my younger siblings and me. I love her so much, and I'm glad she's such an inspiring role model in my life." End quote. Thinking of Cambry's grit and determination, I wanted to choose a pebble that went along with that. The pebble is to consider a previous pursuit or goal when you didn't achieve the expected outcome. Write down some of the things that you learned through that effort that you put into the goal. Last, I shared some of this episode prior to it being published with a friend, and she brought up the fact that by Cambry sharing her thoughts on this podcast and inspiring others really is a way for her to cheer others on. I'm so grateful for the light that Cambry is to those around her. Keep looking for the bright spots on your path, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in today. More than what has been said, I hope that you've been able to listen to your thoughts and feelings. Maybe you've thought of someone who's brought light to your path. Let them know of your gratitude. Maybe you've been inspired as to how to add some light to your own path or the path of another. Do your best to act on those feelings and impressions. I would love to learn more about you and your experiences. Please come find me on Instagram and Facebook at Pebbles of Light. If you like what you hear, please review so we can spread this light further. You can find show notes and more resources at ammaxon.com. Until next time.